So we're in the lovely, intimate surroundings of the Crucible studio, where This Is My Family is on at the moment, written by the man who gave the world Calendar Girls, of course, which is such a huge success. But this is all about the trials and tribulations of family life, which is something I think we can all relate to. So I'm with Sarah Nicholson, who is the general manager of Sheffield Theatre. So This Is My Family has been running for a few days. How's it been going?
It's going extremely well. We've had great reviews so far and lovely feedback just from general public as well. And staff have already fallen in love with the piece, so we're really happy. I mean, I think it's about a pretty regular family who are dysfunctional at times, but, you know, show me a family that isn't. And I think when you grow up, you've got your normal. And it's not actually till you leave home when you realise other people's families function in a different way. But actually, we've all got our problems and we all try and pull through in different ways, but eventually hopefully get there. It's about, Nikki narrates the story. She's 13 and she's relentlessly optimistic. She hasn't got any teenage angst yet, unlike her older brother, who's 17, who is very angry with the world and particularly his dad. And we watch her try and keep her family together by, you know, she wins a holiday and she tries to organise the trip of a lifetime, but doesn't necessarily get it exactly right.
Last Monday at breakfast, you made my heart stand still. At the moment, I was asking if you'd paid the broadband bill.
This is brand new musical, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a brand new musical and it's a huge risk. It's a huge risk doing any new work. You know, when you're reviving Rapinta or even when you're reviving My Fair Lady, you know your product and you know you've got a history of people enjoying that play and that's why you're reviving it. With something like This Is My Family, you're taking a risk and when it pulls off, which I absolutely think it has, it's hugely rewarding, but it's a big challenge.
Don't say.
I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by Evelyn Hoskins, who plays 13-year-old Nikki, Claire Burt, who plays her mother Yvonne, and Sean Phillips, who plays Nikki's grandmother and Yvonne's mother-in-law, May. And it's a wonderful piece, and it's a piece that I think people will find it quite easy to relate to.
Yeah, it's. I'm just playing myself. I've come away for a break, actually, from that life. Mm. Yeah, it's just families that have been together for a long, long time, and the complexities of that.
Mm. Sean, we've been talking about some of the reactions from the audience and particularly the more observational stuff. When I was in the audience, I could see people being jabbed in the ribs when we were talking about collecting margarine tubs and things like that. That must be nice to see, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's one of the pleasures, actually. There are two pleasures for me particularly. I've been wanting to work with Daniel Evans, who is Welsh, as I am, for quite a long time. So I'm very pleased about that. And this is the second show I've done by Tim Firth. And Tim has this wonderful quality, actually, of being able to tap into ordinary situations, actually, and find out what is fascinating and complex about them. And that's a wonderful gift. His powers of observation are phenomenal.
He'll be punctual, monitor the level of his windscreen wash. You just know that all his paintbrushes are turpentined and put back in a line and placed according to their bristle size. Give me a man who'll come to use his paintbrushes and find them lying where he left them, stiff as parakeets with rigor mortis.
It's a real pleasure to be in a show that people relate to. Every sort of person relates to it on a different level and for a different reason. And it's so nice, I can't tell you.
So what is it that brought you to Sheffield then? Was it Daniel Evans and wanting to work with him?
Well, initially Daniel, but especially then when I realised it was Tim. It was both of them, Tim and Daniel.
And what do you make of The Crucible?
Oh, I love it here. It's absolutely wonderful. I mean, I was a bit overawed by the studio where we started because it's quite a difficult theatre. Not difficult in a horrible way, but different. It's different from many theatres, so it's quite tricky to learn how to work in it. But now we know and we like it.
The unusual thing about this is there's very little dialogue, is there? It's basically all music.
Yeah, which is very innovative, I think. And that's what is tricky about the show. That was why it was such hell to rehearse very often and hell to do the technical days on it in preparation. But that's what's so rewarding about it now. It goes like the clappers, and it's like being part of an incredibly complicated machine and a lot of fun.
Please stop me if I start to get old, if I start to dress according to the weather. Tell me if you find me blindly doing what I'm told by patronizing middle-aged receptionists called Heather. And if you find they've got to know me in the doctors, please give me immediate advice. Always tell me if I start to say the same thing twice.
I have to ask you, Evelyn, you're 25 in real life. Mm-hmm. You play a 13-year-old, that's right, isn't it?
Yes, I do. I've been blessed with very youthful looks. Speaking to the director, Daniel, we kind of discussed that the role is a huge role. It's, you know, she's kind of at the heart of the piece. She kind of narrates the show. You know, it's a lot of responsibility. So they got me in, which is obviously great for me, being able to do that at 25. I went actually for research, I went back to my old school and spoke to some of the students there because, you know, although it's not that long ago, it still was, you know, a little while ago since I've been 13. And it was nice to do that and remind myself of how it was for me when I was that age.
But most of all, please take me on one side if I ever start to say things are not what they used to be. That the jokes are not as funny now, the kids are not as clever. That once there was a time when you were more in love with me. Help me feel the same but not care if I don't. Tell me if I say the same thing twice. Also tell me if I start to say the same thing.